Hi, everybody. How's it going? So here we are, another wonderful PBS show. And today is Wednesday. And what's the day today, Michelle? Are you there, Michelle?
Yes, I am.
What's the day?
Today is the 5th of July.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking, but you know how things go. So here we go. We're clearing the energy for the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next, let's release from you negative energies, and then we'll charge the light beams up. So if you have anything happening to you, you don't feel quite right or something, let's release those energies. So here we go. Think of something stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we're going to charge the light beams up now. Here they come. Should be on your monitor screen, bringing you wonderful peace energy. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, Michelle, I'll just turn it back over to you.
Okay. Well, Ron, I have a nice testimonial here about the discussion that we had about the magnetic and twisted body clearing a couple days ago. So I'll read that. It's one of our listeners' experiences about it. It says, thank you, Ron, for the recent in-depth explanation of the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing archive of last week's Wednesday show. I am now doing this clearing every night. I do 50% of the clearing each evening. When the 108 bodies are being realigned, my body feels similar to the Sunday intensive type of healing. I just become so still and the mind stops completely. I think I was about 75 to 80% out of alignment. I fall asleep into a wonderful deep peace. The morning brain fog is lifting. I am much more calm and clear thinking, and many physical complaints are just melting away. I think this should be the third highly recommended healing. And this person goes on to say that they feel that it should be the emotional body clearing, the death barcode removal, and spirit barcode should be performed relatively close to one another, and then do the magnetic and twisted body alignment. It is great to be always learning something new with every show. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And yeah, I think that's a great idea, because one of the things that you spoke about is that what this one does is it puts everything kind of back into place, or as it says, alignment, once you've done a couple main healings, and it really makes them almost more effective. It's really great. So, I don't know if there's anything else that you wanted to say about that one, but that is a great healing for anyone who's not done it yet.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful clearing. And it works great, you know, after you've had a few clearings under your belt. So it's kind of restores them and restores you. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody else wrote in that they made their own T-shirt. So I have to see what this looks like. Oh, it's like it's a little design. I'll take a look at it later. Okay, and we have a really good suggestion here, actually, from somebody. It says, walked through a carnival today and felt a lot of psychic alien energy attached to the ride, especially the big scary ones that throw you around. A lot of emotions from the people strapped into those things, unable to move. The aliens must feast on all these emotions. Maybe Ron could do a clearing for when we were children on these rides and traumatized and or thrilled. Thank you. Wow. I know I did used to go to a lot of theme parks as a child. It was just the cool thing to do. And I have since stopped going because I don't really like the feeling anymore. So I don't know. Do you have any connection to that, Ron?
No, I never really, I don't know what to say on that. But, yeah, you know, some yeah. things could scare you, you know, and then plus you're going into, you know, maybe rides that aren't clean or cleaned up, you know. So you don't know what energy is there that you're sitting on the seat with, you know. You know, who was there before you. So anyway, I don't know how to really address that. You know, if you go to one, you may want to, you know, naturally clean off you before you get into your car. Maybe do a space clearing on you. You know, many things you can do yourself. As far as everybody else there, maybe it's a breeding ground, you know, for aliens. Maybe they want to go there because they sense the energy, which is invisible. And they want to have little aliens, you know, created. Who knows? So back to you.
Wow. Fascinating. I know I've been to several different types of places like that when I was younger, and I have never seen this one ride. And it was very fascinating. You just got in this circle, and you stood there. Everybody stood in a circle, but like in a row, but we're all in a circle facing each other. And it spun around, and then the floor dropped, and you were, like, stuck to the side. It was just like, what is this? It was very strange. It wasn't really scary or anything. It just was more fascinating. But it's like, I think how when everyone's staring at the big moon or something, it's that type of an abduction experience probably. So, and then I also know that a lot of those parks have water rides, so there's a lot of energy there. And people just, yeah, they move in from one seat, the next person, you know, a minute later, another person. Every minute there's a new person in those seats. So they've got to be contaminated, I would think, to some degree. If the person wanted to go home and do a clearing, what would you suggest for them to do?
Boy, you might go on and just actually get like the eliminating alien attack, alien attack page, with the multiple clearings on there. There's many of them, and that's $30 for the month, I believe. So you may want to get into that if you even sense anything's going on with you, because there could be shapeshifters there. There could be things hanging out that you can't see. More so than normal. And what rides cause the most emotions? And remember, you could be having entities there, so I'd probably recommend doing that. So back to you.
Oh, yes. The entity clearing would be fantastic for that one. There's got to be tons of fear entities and things like that, or maybe even embarrassment. From feeling scared, or if they got sick or something, maybe there's embarrassment there. Okay, and I'm also wondering body rejuvenation, because maybe it probably just took a lot out of you. Okay, so the next question is, it says, what do you enter, I believe they mean for the name, on the 2012 barcode clearing?
Well, you put your name in there. You know, all the clearings need your name typically to work. The free ones, I don't think, always need that. But basically, you want to put your name in, and then from there, it'll be working for you. Sometimes you can put, like on the gray sky clearing, you can put your address, you know, in there. But, you know, the whole thing is it's all working with you and your location where you are. Back to you.
Okay. I actually pulled it up just so that I could take a look at it real quick, because this is a very interesting clearing, and it's I believe it's only $25 and then to get it, and then $25 for unlimited. So it says request this healing for, so that's where you put your name. And then it says choose a period to clear, and it's quite an extensive drop-down box. It goes from period 1 to period 20, wow, it goes to period 41. And so basically it's every 100 years, I believe, until it hits 100 BC through 199 BC. That is really covers a long period of time. And then at the end, you can do step two, which is spirit integration. But the really fantastic thing about this particular clearing is if you click on where it says, and this is on the front page, it's in yellow, and it lights up when you put your cursor on it. It says auric field protection clearing, and that is a whole other clearing. There's a lot of information to read about that one. And then when you scroll down, it asks for your full name. It asks what you would like to protect, your whole body or just one side of it or one section of your body. There's a drop-down list. And it gives you anywhere from 30 minutes to 60 minutes to 480 minutes, which is about 8 hours. And then it asks the intensity level that you would like, 1 through 20. And then it says auric field containment for. And I'm wondering if that's what the question was really about. So I do this one quite a bit, and I do it if I'm going to be around people who might want to shake my hand, like in type of a business atmosphere or something. And I write like convention goers or other business people or people at work. I write in a little description in there of who I don't want to try and shake my hand. So I don't know, Ron, do you recall this one at all?
I don't know. So
it's been a while, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're doing heavy battles right now, the way it feels.
Mm.
So I'm not always, too present when this happens. So anyway, there must be a lot going on in the Miondo. We did some enlistments yesterday. So anybody send something in about how they sense or feel about being enlisted and if they were in battles last night or anything like that. I know it can be the first time that you're enlisted. Boy, it's like, wow. You know, things go off. It's like a whole new reality for you. And you could even have a little bit less sleep at night sometimes on the first one because you're fully animated and awake and wanting to see what's going on. And very possibly you only have a few hours of sleep off and on. So we'll just see what comes through with people. We'll just turn it back over to you again, Michelle.
Well, I have to say I have had an experience with the group that I chose. I have always been doing it, but on Tuesday, I did choose I chose another group who was probably equally or more intense than my original group. And I did find myself waking up a few times, but I don't remember anything to report. I just know that I, was aware of no longer sleeping. And then I would just go right back to bed. So it was not a big deal. But, yeah, definitely something's going on because it happened many times last night. So I just hope that, I'm doing some good in the world. So, okay, I will take a look and see if other people have written in. And if anyone would like to write in, the email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also do the fast chat, which is anonymous, and that is on the front page, and you just follow the links. I know most people actually know how to do that, so I won't go into that right now. So let's see what we have here. Okay, some people have been buying the tickets for the conference in Weed, California, and I'll announce that in more depth in just a moment. Okay. I'm just kind of going through these. Let's see. No, we don't have anything yet about it. I really wonder, it doesn't mean nothing has happened. It probably means something has happened and people maybe actually be tired. So Okay, this goes into, oh wait, I just read that one, but I will go back to it because it has to do with the 2012. Okay, so in the meantime, we were waiting for some testimonials or some information about how anyone's doing with the time-traveling soldier enlistments from last night. This email says, what's the difference between the 2012 barcode and the abduction barcode clearing?
The 2012 barcode is dealing with energies that came forth in 2012 at the end of the year. I think it started maybe in maybe March of 2012. And I think we put the clearing up maybe about, you know, in June, I think. So it was all this nano stuff coming in to cause problems. And so the barcode is completely different. That's what they put on you for that time. So remember, you probably have barcodes every year being put on you, which may work with your, unfortunately, your alien death barcode. But basically, the barcode is put on you normally at birth, typically, but not always, but typically that's set up by the aliens. The other clearing that we have is what's coming down the pipe now, or what has come down the pipe, we'll say, with energies to harm you. And that works, you know, with everybody. So one is only specific to you, you know, how they track you, and the other one is related to everybody, but you're still affected. So back to you.
Okay, my goodness, it has been a long time since I've looked at that one. So very good. Thank you very much. And thank you, listener, for writing that in. And then there's the abduction one, too, which is very interesting. And I have seen that one actually in action. So I know that somebody used to not have a very good sleeping pattern. And then after they did the abduction barcode, they were able to sleep through the night much better. So they must have been getting abducted at night.
Yeah, that's not unusual, so yes.
Okay, fantastic. And the Ascension 2012 barcode removal is just $50 per person. And that is it. So it's all the barcodes are like that. They're just one cost. And well worth it. So, all right, very good. Cute shirt, whoever wrote this in, it says, we made our own T-shirt. I made these little T-shirts that says Stronger.
That's cute.
There's something else there. I can't see it, but I'll forward this to you, Ron, so you can take a look at it.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay. Now, this one, oh, my goodness, this is great. It looks like we have some more stuff up on the Creation Lightship YouTube channel. Okay. So they must have posted more things on there. So if anyone wants to take a look, you're welcome to take a look at that. And, all right, so, oh, this one again. Okay, Ascension 2012 barcode removal. How do we do this clearing? Do we clear every one of the alien types listed in the box, or do we leave it blank?
There might be an unknown one also there. Boy, without seeing it in front of me, I don't know how to answer that. You may just start going down the different alien races, if you like, to see if you're being connected. I think a lot of people end up doing that after all. But what do you think, Michelle?
I used to pick and choose certain ones, but then I realized that, yes, I couldn't possibly know, really. So I just started doing them all, just going down the list. And I did that with many clearings, like even the alien attack and I would just open so many windows to cover all the different types of things that it could cover, like on Earth, off Earth, this and that. And then I would just, you know, use the entire month to hit every alien race that I possibly could to make sure that there was nothing there. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I remember that a lot of the races that we battle and that are coming in to invade the planet, they're invisible, and they may not have any names at all. So that's typically, if you're fighting the aliens, they may not even say who they are or what they are, because, you know, there's so many out there, you know, thousands of them. So remember, what can harm you is what you don't see. A lot of people talk about, you know, disclosure and talking about different aliens and stuff, you know, which is perfectly fine, but that's the ones that they can physically see. And a lot of them are, you know, when the people talk about these, they're, like, scared to death of them, typically. I'm sure that could be some that may not want to eat you right away, but they want to use you. But remember, you're still in the pecking order, and you're way below them. And so they would want to get something out of you or out of something, you know, something to trade, we'll say, during the process of communication. And I'm sure that's true with, you know, the different militaries, et cetera, you know, the people on the planet here who do communicate with them. There's always something going on with underground bases or bases out on other type of planets, and maybe even ones you don't even know about that they're on. But there's always a trade-off here. So, but they're talking about the ones that you physically see. What we're dealing with is mainly the invisible ones coming in here. That's at a different frequency, we could call it, out of our, you know, visual spectrum. And that's ones that we're battling. So, you know, when you're out there battling these things, you might get a glimpse of something, of what they might be. Maybe you might recognize them. But typically, a lot of them are going to be unknown, even to, you know, the people who try to investigate, you know, UFOs and the like. So back to you.
Yes, yeah, so it is very good. I liked how in each of the clearings, there may be a drop-down list, but there's also, it always says other, and it always says unknown. Those are really good to get because we couldn't possibly know for the very reason that you just, you know, spoke of. So those are always good ones to give a significant amount of time to as well, other and unknown. Okay, well, I'm going to just go over the announcement in case anyone does want to go to the Mount Shasta conference this weekend. So the official place and date is, it's called the Gaia Symposium, and it's going to be July 7th through July 9th at the Ford Theater at the College of the Siskiyous, and that is spelled S-I-S-K-I-Y-O-U-S. In Weed, California, and Weed is W-E-E-D, just like the thing that grows in your garden. And Ron's personal workshop will be held Monday at 12:30 at the gallery in Mount Shasta in the upper room. There is not going to be a light infusion chamber room, and that's because it's summer and it's a very old building and it just gets very hot. And so if you guys can make it, you know, great. It's a fantastic thing to do. I think there's more information on cost of things also on the front page of the website. And if you want to listen to Ron's talks, that is also listed there, and you can pay for that there if you want. And then the calls, and this is unrelated to the conference, but we do this, Ron does this every month. So the monthly four-hour ascension calls are then going to be the weekend after, which is July 15th for the Saturday, and then July 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. And how to do all that, all the payment information is, again, on the website. There's links. If you just click on any one of those links, it'll bring you to an information page about all that. Okay. Did you want to talk about anything concerning any of those items, Tom?
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun and weeds doing the conference. So, yeah, if you can show up, that'd be perfectly fine. I'd like to see you anyway. So hopefully you're going to be there. And if you're, you know, you can't, we can, you know, I'll be doing the telephone conference call. Then I'll be sending out the number probably this evening or tomorrow to people who would like to listen in. So back to you.
And I take it, it just seems, I could be incorrect, but do you think this is going to be a significantly smaller conference than the Los Angeles or the San Mateo conference?
Oh, yeah, it'll be much smaller, yes,
Okay.
And then I'll have probably personal time to talk to people, too, after I do my talk, so it'll be great.
Good. Very good. I know people realize they just, you know, hang out and share information and get information from you and everything. And I always like to say, if you're going to go, just go for a Friday night because it's very not busy usually. And then Ron also has more time than two sometimes, but it usually works out that way. So hopefully some people can, you know, drive up there if they live around anywhere around the area. Okay, so we have some questions here, Ron, about the self-empowerment clearing. And this one says, can we do the spirit infusion after clearing each category? For example, my negative thoughts, people's negative thoughts, mind programs, etc. Do you do the spirit infusion after each one?
Yes, you can, or you can just leave it running on a separate window continuously as you're doing the clearing. And that will work that way also.
Yes. Okay. Because they go on to say, you know, this would take a long time. And then it says, can this principle apply to other clearings? So, yeah, I believe what many people do who have been doing this for a while is because the spirit infusion is added on to almost every clearing after you do that clearing, many people just will find a spirit infusion on one of the clearings and just have that running and then just do all their other healings. So that's constantly going. So you don't have to stop and do it and stop and, you know, go back and forth. That's a good way to do it. Okay, I'm trying to speak slowly because I know recently somebody said, oh, you know, it's, sometimes you talk a little fast and it's difficult to understand, but we want people to, you know, fully understand what we're trying to say. And if they don't know which ones we're speaking about, then it just makes it difficult. So I hope it's a little more clear. Okay, this one is about the enlistment. It says, enlistment, after the call, my head got heavier. I felt my teeth being checked out. Possibly a medical exam. Then my whole body got heavier. I almost fainted in my seat. The energy in my arms began to expand a little more. I felt like I was holding something in my hand. When there wasn't anything in my hand, I went to sleep then and recall communicating to someone but don't remember. I got 9.5 hours of sleep. Wow. And I was tired in the morning. My brother barely saw somebody with us. Oh, so maybe this person's brother saw something. Thanks. I needed their protection and companionship. Very good.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah, so when we do those, we're not only... When we become a time traveling soldier, we're not only helping that group to continually fight the aliens on their level with their weapons, but using light, essentially, but they also can protect us in our daily lives, so we kind of receive that benefit.
Yes, that's correct. The benefit of having them with you during the day is... It's quite awesome. As you know, somebody is watching the energies around you and probably even warding off stuff that would normally come into your arena, you know, into your life. They're probably taking them away, you know. So back to you.
Wow, that is great to know. I definitely need that as well. So that's really good. Somebody else wrote in and they said that today is the last day to purchase conference calls for weed. Is that correct, Ron? Or maybe they want to know what is the last day to purchase conference calls for weed.
It'll be okay until Friday, yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
So, well, it has to be tomorrow. They have to give the code out for tomorrow because they'll be speaking on Friday. So, yes, tomorrow.
Okay, good. Okay, this one says, what is the name of the healing for $25 and the add-on of $25 for the unlimited that concerns skin auric healing? Now, there is a skin auric healing call. I'm not sure how much it is, but we weren't talking about that tonight. So I believe that this says this is the healing that you had talked about around 7:15. So, Ron, this must have been something you spoke about on your call. Before Ron talked about the alien war going on, which has affected me all day, I'm exhausted. So Ron, would you be willing to discuss a little bit more about the skin auric healing?
Boy, that's there's a lot to that. Right now, I can't, no.
Okay. That one, there are a lot of components. I can take a look at that really quick and see if I can find it rather quickly. There's a lot of components to that. I am not sure how much it is. I think it's more than $25, but it was a long time ago since I've done that one. So, okay. I'm going to find it, and I will get back to you about that in just a moment. Okay, this one says about the time-traveling soldiers. Yes, I woke up at 3 a.m. with pain on my breastbone, and then late, I woke again with a heavy headache. And in the dream, I was running for my life. I did not sense any Viking soldiers, but when I finally did awake, there was no headache or breast pain. As a matter of fact, I felt peaceful and felt there was a strong support guiding me the rest of the day. Thank you, listener.
Yep, so being enlisted is not a cakewalk. And, you know, you may sense, feel things happening. If anything you know, really bad happens, you know, you normally correct it within one day. So just know that you're helping out the planet by getting rid of these aliens that are trying to invade it. So that's what you're doing. Back to you.
Okay. Now, as I recall, I believe that the skin auric field clearing is around $200, and I'm not able to look it up right now, but I actually have the clearing that I got a long time ago. So you put your name in, and then there's a huge drop-down list of all different parts of your body that it can go through. And then there's also things like relationships, recordings to others, addictions and patterns, dislikes and judgments, talking, hearing, smelling, time, thoughts, vision, energy around people and objects, and custom inputs. So you can put in anything you like. And then there is this 1 through 14 piece drop-down list that you would go through for each one of the things I mentioned above. So let's say you chose your head, and then you go to each one of the drop-down lists and you do maybe 15 minutes for each one. It says removal of skin connection points, removal of poor connection points, removal of programs, backup programs, orbs, alien parasites, entities, internal tunnels. I remember doing this when I got it, which was, again, quite a while ago. But I went through the whole first list of the body parts and all the different issues, And then I went through the list of all the different steps, and wow, it was interesting. It just depended on what I needed, but I could feel it at certain times, especially the internal tunnel. That was fascinating. Not really sure what internal tunnels meant, but something was happening. So that must have been just the term you gave it, Ron. I'm sure you see a lot of things and you're like, what do I name this? And that's just the name you gave it. But it definitely helped. So I think it helped my digestion in general. Okay, good. So I hope that answers that for the listener. If it does not, after getting it, taking a look at it, please let us know, and we will try and discuss that further at another time. Okay, this says, this is about the T-shirt. It says, I went from New York to Florida to visit my sister. We found Ron together in March on my last visit. This visit we celebrated by making our own T-shirt. That's great. Okay, so this is about the enlistment. I enlisted yesterday for the first time with the Navajos. I did wake up a few times during the night. I was having dreams where I was actively doing things with a purpose, and I felt very lucid and strong, which is new for me. However, I didn't feel myself in battle. I go through disturbing situations in my dreams and wake up not feeling real well, usually emotionally. So it was a relief to feel strong, though a bit tired. I felt good knowing that I may be of help. Thank you. Thank you, Ron. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to be doing. I think Ron mentioned a while ago, you may not necessarily know what you're doing, and the times you wake up may be when you're coming back from something. Just to remind you that, yep, you're still here. I know, Ron, that tonight, if you want to speak, please do. I know that you are dealing with some other things, so that's why I'm just kind of going through some emails. Okay, so this is also about enlistment. It says, Ron, regarding the enlistment from last night's call, I have been enlisted for a long time and also did change to a new group last night. And as you said, participated in a lot of fighting, not a lot of sleep, but am used to that and don't feel as tired as I used to. Actually, I have more energy. I see the members of my group, and I am seeing a few of these aliens. They are different from any I have seen before. I did wake up this morning, though, with discomfort in my right thumb and right index finger. I used the skin misting water off and on today, and it is about 98% improved, which is good because I'm pretty sure I am off again to do battle. So I can say the results are that I am definitely stronger and have much more energy. So thank you for this privilege, a listener. Okay. All right, very good. We really appreciate hearing about it. It sounds like I think a lot of us thought last year that a lot of things were done and finished, but there does seem to be a new influx of things happening. So we have a note here from somebody. It says, the skin auric field is not online. That's right. They send Ron the payment through the donation button. Okay, so if anyone wants the skin auric field clearing, it is not online. I believe that you cannot find it in the book or the listing, although it is very good to do. So what you do is you send Ron a $200 donation, and then you send him an email saying, hey, Ron, that donation was for the skin auric field clearing, and he will send you back the codes, and then you can do the clearing. So, yes.
I'm back, Michelle.
Okay, you're great. I thought you were just being really quiet.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Okay. All right, well,
I cut off. So anyway, I'm here again. So the Skinnorrick Field clearing is very, very nice. A lot of entries in there, a lot of things to do. And if you're interested, like I mentioned on, I think, the last show, and if you're interested in what you could do next, by all means, do the alien baptism clearing, even if you haven't been baptized, because you probably have situations from your past. And then along with that, you may want to do the cultural enslavement. Those are two things to help set you free. So anyway, people ask me, what does you do next? And I don't normally talk about these two, but they're very, very important clearings. And if you haven't done your mental whole lifetime emotional clearing, so it's not really emotional, but whole lifetime mental, do that one after you do the emotional one. So back to you.
Okay. Well, just as long as you're speaking about the cultural enslavement clearing, I will read this one because it does have to do with ancestors and nationality. It says this: the recent show discussion of words to clear in different languages made me realize that my ancestors' nationality was called derogatory names when they immigrated into the USA, and was so destructive it caused both my grandfathers to uproot again to the West Coast, where they prospered. Clearing the derogatory names found me in tears. That must be how deep it went, back about three generations at least. Having that energy within me as a child may have been the cause of insults shot to me from other kids in my school. Thanks to these radio discussions, the last three shows, I now realize I will clear these words also on the natal barcode removal clearing. They are clearly buzzwords for me. Maybe this will help others whose immigrant ancestors were unfairly labeled. Words do pack a punch that stays with the generations. Ouch. Okay. Yeah, and it is true. I know that basically, if you look back in history, and I'm sure many kids today alive can attest to this, that, yeah, my grandparents went through this. Every group that came here at one time or another was like the new thing and you know, not welcome at the time, which is unfortunate. But, yes, if you're still holding that energy in your body, there's a good clearing to do. So they suggest in this email the natal barcode removal and the emotional clearing, anything that you would have, and probably the psychic billboard, Ron, do you think? So, not sure, Ron, if you're still there, let us know if you are.
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah. So, yeah, okay. The billboard one, psychic billboard, could be many layers deep. And you may not even realize that it's transmitting stuff to people. So I would sense, I really haven't heard anything maybe bad, we'll say, you know, from World War II, from people talking about the Germans. But I have heard a lot, back in the 60s about the Japanese, you know. I won't give the name, you know, that they used. It was just an abbreviation, you know. Mm-hmm. The dirty so-and-so from people, you know. But never really, mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything with the Germans, you know. Now you have, going forward, you know, you have the Korean War, basically. And then you have, the Vietnam war, you know, so imagine the people here that are Vietnamese, they have a lot of negative energy being directed to them without them even knowing it. War is just really bad and people take sides. And naturally, if you lost somebody, then, you know, that whole culture or being of that race is is bad to you, and that could be on your psychic billboard as people try to transmit stuff to you. Remember, on the psychic billboard, it's what your thoughts are doing, which you may or may not know, and then also what people's thoughts are being put on there. So if you happen to, we'll just use the term, you know, being a Vietnamese, then all of a sudden you have all these people that may not like you because of the Vietnam War, okay? And that's on your psychic billboard. You may want to clear that off. There was a war where you were the adversary, we'll say, your race was, going back maybe 100 years just to see what happens. It's just something that you don't know. Then the aliens imprint on that also, but it's what people are doing. So it's quite interesting to see people that you can see that their self-esteem is less sometimes from certain races, okay, because of a war, and they're over here, and they just don't seem to bring forth a lot of energy. Anyway, what I find interesting is that where I live, there's a lot of Hmong people here. And the Hmong people don't transmit any energy out. It's very, very unusual. Normally when you see somebody, you know, that they have like a bunch of energy fluttering around their body, you know. Hmong people have nothing. They're very quiet, which I've seen that about four times so far. So it's just quite something, the sense that among that race of people. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. All right. So there's a suggestion here. It says, if it applies, to clear the natal barcode removal online for today, being Canada celebrating its 150th birthday. So on the U.S. calendars, it's known now as Canada Day. So today is Canada's birthday. So if that applies, yes, please clear that. Do you have any connection to that?
I can try to reach some energy for people. Mm-hmm. So here we go. There's so much energy there, I can only clear a little bit, but we'll just see what happens, see if we can make feel a little better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That may even affect possibly people in the northern states that are, you know, on the border of Canada. And the southern states, will say, middle states, Southern may not have that much energy there, but I'm sure that the ones that are, you know, on the border of North America here, United States, you know, and Canada, I'm sure that they probably share very similar energies, and that energy of the people could bleed over across state lines very easily. Back to you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other healings that you wanted to do tonight, Ron, that you think that we might benefit from?
Yeah, I'll do a clearing. We did one for loneliness, I believe, one of the previous shows. I'm going to do one for betrayal. So here we go. This also was a whole lifetime clearing. So here's betrayal energy. So think of when you were betrayed. I'm sure you've been betrayed, you know, lots of times in your lifetime, but think of the most strongest one for you. Whatever comes up will be the one that you need to clear. See if we can clear one timeline on that. So here we go. Give you betrayal energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if that helps you. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. Well, we really only have 1 minute left. So, Ron, will you be traveling on Friday, or is that when the show starts?
the show. I'll be talking, you know, in the thing after lunch, maybe 12:30, 1:30, something like that. So on Friday.
Okay.
So I should be on the BBS program tomorrow. You know, on Friday.
Okay.
So we got less than 1 minute of time. Isn't that something? To think it was if it was the last minute of your life, how precious that 1 minute would be. To take advantage of the time-based reality, and you should be in the now where that's not going to affect you. So if we're all in the now, wouldn't have a clock to go by, and we could probably have a show that would be much longer than we have now. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So you need to command your spirit to help you out, and this puts you into peace without any thoughts. So you want to command your spirit. So you say, I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to do that, we have to count them 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you for tuning in, listening to us tonight. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. Good evening.